Hi, I'm Matt Heath, and this is my friend Jeremy Wells, and welcome to our daily podcast, which we farted out sometime between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. this morning.
This podcast is proudly brought to you by MyRepublic. Even if you are listening to this courtesy of another provider, they won't hold it against you. How's that for knowing no limits? What great New Zealanders they are.
And don't forget to subscribe, slag us off, and give us a 5-star review.
Was the All Blacks team announced to play the Lions in 2 weeks' time?
They certainly were, Jerry. I'm just looking through some of these ACC nicknames. And, you know, some of them are better than others, I've got to say.
Mm.
They're all listed up at the Hodaki Breakfast Facebook page. Now, for me, Aaron Smith is definitely Eminem. I mean, that just makes sense.
Aaron Smith.
I mean, not Aaron Smith. Aaron Cruden.
Aaron Cruden. Yep. Yes. Well, he does Eminem. Look a lot like Eminem.
Yeah, Aaron Cruden definitely looks a lot.
Inside
like
him, of course, Dick Pick. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yep. Anton Dobro.
Yes.
That make a lot of sense to you?
Well, I guess it sort of.
It just sort of works off his name.
It works off his name.
And a vague reference to double browns.
Yeah, some are a little bit harder because they obviously are working off people's names, because if you don't know a whole lot about someone, then it's quite tricky.
What about the brown beaker? That makes sense.
Yeah, the brown beaker, because he physically looks like Beaker, but that was the sidekick to Bunsen Honeydew in The Muppets.
So that one makes absolute sense.
Yep.
Slippery Barrett.
Yep.
Because he's slippery.
He is slippery.
He's speedy and he's slippery.
He is slippery.
Ben from Accounts, obviously, that's a perennial. He looks like Ben from Accounts.
Oh, he looks like a guy that you would see in an accounts department. And it works on two levels, actually, because also you can really trust him.
You can.
You can trust him to perform for you.
Yeah, he'll get the job done.
He will always get the job
done. He'll dot the I's
and actually,
cross the T's.
To be fair, that one, Ben from Accounts, that nickname, has been stolen by the Herald and Radio Sport at various times.
But being those two organisations that never, ever credit us.
No.
Lurch?
Well, he looks a lot like Lurch, yeah, doesn't he, from the Adams family.
I mean, great New Zealander, radio teller. Now, Beatrice Faumuina.
Beatrice Faumuina.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously, you don't need to go into that. You've got a great beard.
Yep. And also, when Beatrice comes on, something about him, does look like a big woman.
Cody's 8%. Once again, more around the name.
Yep.
Yep. The runny bum. Explain that one.
The runny bum? Well, you're referring to, who are you referring to as the runny bum?
The runny bum is, you named the runny bum.
I did name the runny bum. He's the hooker, but now I can't remember his name.
Coles.
Dane Coles.
Dane Coles.
Dane Coles, because he can run.
Yeah.
But he looks like a bum.
He looks like an old bum from like, you know, like a bum with a sack over his shoulder.
Yeah, the 20s.
From the 20s.
From the 30s, from the Depression.
And Vanilla Dag.
Vanilla Dag. Well, that's got to do with his rapping ability, isn't it? Because of Vanilla Ice.
Yeah. So why isn't he called Vanilla Ice?
Well, maybe that would just be too much because he doesn't look like Vanilla Ice. I don't know.
But calling him Vanilla Dag doesn't quite work. Because
Dag is such a great, Dag is a great surname. It would be sad to lose the name Dag.
Why don't we call him Yasser Arafat? And it's sort of around that whole sort of area with Israel.
Oh, I see. Well, but that's naming, isn't it? I mean, you could call him the Reseeder.
Yeah, the Reseeder's good.
Because he's really pushing forward, isn't he, with that here at the moment.
The Reseeder. Now,
do you think he'd like that name?
Drone Kano, the drone?
The drone, yeah. When it operates like a drone.
He does. He's just hovering around, ready to attack.
Yep.
The drone.
Yep.
Mad-Eye Moody. He doesn't really have mad eyes.
No, Joe, but that's based around his name, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I think these need work.
Well, no. Well, look, I think Mad Eye Moody's got a ring to it.
Okay, Udon Barrett.
Why is he called Udon Barrett?
Because he's long and thin and white, like an udon noodle. Now that one makes sense because that's Bodie Barrett. That's what he calls his brother. He calls him Udon Barrett.
He calls him Udon.
He calls him Udon. Well, Udon is nickname for him. So that comes right.
He doesn't look more like a pappardelle.
Well, he's called Udon Barrett.
Okay. Yep.
And you've got Little Richard, of course.
Well, he looks exactly like Little Richard with that haircut.
Eye Sockets Reed, obviously, that makes 100% sense. Morning Squire, not quite across that one.
Well, it's a referral to what happens in the morning to males, isn't it?
Right, and right, okay. All right, then. Soapy Wing. Another name one.
That's potentially racist.
Tommy O'Grin.
Again, concerned. That's around Romano, Luke Romano, isn't it?
Definitely not related to Ralph.
Well, Romano, it's the pasta sauce.
Yeah, the Domino Grand. That one makes sense. Casey and the Sunshine Band. Okay, look, we need to King Haku. I mean, what's going on here?
King Haku.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right. This
what about Captain Caveman?
Yeah, there's Captain Caveman.
Okay.
The Sierra Leone, the early settler, the Cleveland steamer, that one makes sense.
The early settler does look a lot like an early settler.
Captain Caveman. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, there's some issues. Dog Roll Barrett. I mean, that makes sense.
Dog. What about Slugs?
Slugs.
Slugs in there?
Sexy Bill Williams is in there. Ken Barlow. Hippie Lady.
Hippie Lady Perinara. Always shaves his legs.
Yeah. Voodoo.
Voodoo Meds.
Yeah, because he...
Naholo.
Because he went overseas and ate those leaves and came back in about the same amount of time it would take to generally recover from an injury like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hillbilly Crockett. And, yeah, background to Eminem. So those are the nicknames. I think they need work. They definitely need work.
Matt Heath and Jeremy Wells. The Hodaki Breakfast.
Who really cares? Should we go through the top five movies of the week at the box office, Jeremy?
Let's do it.
Bruce had a good team and he was trying to raise enough money so he could spend enough money to stay on the cutting edge of racing car development.
Roger Donaldson, the great New Zealand director, made the world fastest Indian in Cocktail and father of ACC cameraman Cass Donaldson, his movie McLaren.
I was so envious.
Documentary. That's at number five.
Pirates had infected the seas for generations.
And number four, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. I wish they'd stop telling these tales because they make you go to sleep like you were dead.
They'd be surprised at that number four, Pirates of the Caribbean. It's only been out for, what, 3 weeks? Something like that?
Yeah, it's down a little bit. But, yeah, I think people just don't like Johnny Depp anymore. He was the coolest man on the planet, and now he's pretty much the biggest douchebag on the planet. Mm. So no one really finds it that funny, him walking around pretending to be Keith Richards anymore.
Trying to fossick his dogs into weird countries.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to Baywatch.
So The Rock.
You'd be excited about this.
The Rock and Baywatch.
Because you're a big fan of The Hoff.
Oh, absolutely. A big fan of Baywatch. Big fan of Erica Alaniak.
A big fan of Charles and Jamie from Charles in Charge.
Oh, absolutely. Back in the day. What about when Erica Alaniak jumped out of that cake?
What about when the Hoff lay around on the floor with that burger?
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, that was good when his daughter was sick of him being such a drunk and posted it online to stop him drinking so much.
That was one of the first kind of ones of those videos, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
And number two. Whatever's in there. So Tom Cruise has decided to star in The Mummy, and it's currently sitting at 17% on Rotten Tomatoes. Apparently people like Brendan Fraser in The Mummy, not Tom Cruise, which is odd because normally Tom Cruise is a lot better than Brendan Fraser, isn't he?
Was he doing any running?
Oh, Tom Cruise in this movie. Yeah. He'll be running all over the show.
Mm.
He has to run for 15% of his movies because he's got a great run.
He does run well.
Yeah, he's got a fantastic run. And the number one movie in the country.
I used to want to save the world.
Now this movie's bloody good, Wonder Woman. I like a superhero movie set in a sort of old war type setting, you know?
I'm still disappointed she doesn't have an invisible plane.
The more you see the great darkness.
I guess they've got CG now. They didn't really have it then. That was a way to get around the dodgy green screen of the time, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it came in the cartoons before they did the TV show.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I think it was a way to see her in the nicks all the time.
What's the point in having an invisible plane when you're sitting in it? That's what I always thought. It's like, okay, it's great to have the cloak of invisibility going on.
It would make sense for the invisible man to have an invisible plane.
Yeah, but what about a woman sitting down, like just flying through the air? I mean, that would attract more attention than just a normal plane. You're better to disguise it as a Cessna.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone would be like, oh, there's a Cessna up there. But it's like, oh, there's a woman sitting in an invisible plane flying through the sky. That's
what's the story about Wonder Woman, Superman seeing Wonder Woman lying, reclining, and he swoops in to make love to her. And then I'm not sure what happens in the joke, but it turns out that the invisible man's already in there and gets a terrible Roger. Oh,
that's terrible.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to bring up the old school rhyme, Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Ran Away, Wonder Woman Lost Her Bosom on the Motorway.
Hang on a minute, you've got that wrong. It's Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Laid an Egg, because he's a Robin, Wonder Woman Lost Her Bosom halfway down the stairs.
Well, egg and stairs, that's pretty... I mean, I would have thought Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Ran Away, Wonder Woman Lost Her Bosom on the Motorway.
Yeah, but why would you lose your bosom? It doesn't make any sense. Why would you lose your bosom on the motorway? And also,
well, why would you lose it down the stairs?
Well, Robin lays an egg makes sense.
He can't lay an egg.
He can because he's a robin, like a type of bird.
Well, he's not. He's Robin. He's Robin. He can't lay an egg.
And Wonder Woman lost her bosom because of the gyrating of going down the stairs. Makes a lot more sense.
I think mine makes more sense.
Matt Heath and Jeremy Wells. The Hodaki Breakfast.
Here's Shannon. Good morning, Shannon. How can we help you?
I was just wanting to weigh in on your fascinating discussion on the Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman scenarios.
You're talking about Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin laid an egg, a Wonder Woman lost her bosom halfway down the stairs.
That's the South Island version I'm going.
Right.
Yeah, well, what's your version, Shannon? Because my version is Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, exactly Robin ran away. Wonder Woman lost her bosom on the motorway. I guess, did you have motorways in Dunedin when you were growing up? Was there motorways?
Well, there was there was a highway.
Right.
I don't know. Motorway? Yeah, I guess so. Mm. Not many. You didn't spend much time on them. Unless you're pesting down in Bacargill or up to Christchurch.
What was your version, Shannon?
It was exactly the same as yours.
Well, there you go. And where did you grow up?
I grew up in Auckland.
Same. So maybe.
Yeah, but Shannon, my son is at Mount Eden Normal and he goes Wonder Woman lost her bosom.
Yeah, but you're the sort of father that would teach him dirty rhymes like that.
That's true. But also, doesn't it make more sense that Robin would lay an egg because a robin's a type of bird?
But Robin's also a name. I've got many friends called Robin.
Yeah, I know, but that's the joke. That's the crack-up joke, that he lays an egg and then Wonder Woman loses her bosom because she's a woman who has bosoms.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I can see where you're coming from, but I've never heard that version.
Because otherwise yours doesn't have a joke.
Well, what about Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Flew Away? Yeah. Wonder Woman lost her bosom on the motorway. I mean, that's the same as lays an egg.
Yeah, that's better.
But maybe that bit got lost in the
translation. But it's pretty funny that Robin would lay an egg. Because, you see, laying an egg is another term for... So Batman smells because he's, like, let go. And then Robin's laid an egg. It's sort of like a dog's egg.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Lloyd, good morning. Would you like to weigh on this very important debate?
Sure. It's very important. Batman smells... Robin ran away and Wonder Woman lost her knickers on the motorway.
Yeah, for me that makes more sense because how do you lose a bosom?
And Robin was a little cowardice, wears underpants, run away, kind of guy. Makes sense.
Yeah, but I mean the thing is for me...
Oh, holy God, I just got it. So did Robin run away because Batman smells?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Jingle Bells, Batman smells, Robin ran away. That makes a lot of sense
to me. Yeah, that's the whole thing.
And then Wonder Woman lost her knickers on the moment.
No, she lost her bosom. The term Wonder Woman lost her bosom is because Wonder Woman and bosom go so nicely together. To me, that just sounds so beautiful.
I think
Wonder Woman and little sparkly undies go hand in hand.
Yeah, so. She does. The new one doesn't so much. She wears this kind of miniskirt with some undies. Hey, but maybe what's happened is down in Dunedin, which is a respected seat of learning, someone's added the Robin lays an egg in there. Just been a bit too clever, you know?
Melanie, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Melanie, the 27-year-old truck driver.
I hate to throw a spanner in the works, but obviously I reside in Auckland, but I'm quite familiar also with Matt, your version.
Are you? Is that what they do out in Beachlands?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I grew up a bit further south out in Karaka.
Okay.
But no, I was also familiar with Robin laid an egg. And when I heard of Robin flew away, I just thought, what a dick. It's not even funny. I didn't understand it.
But
no,
I just got that.
But he farted. But Jingle Bells, Batman smells because he farted. Robin ran away because normally Robin is always at his side. But Batman stunk badly that Robin had to run away.
But hang on a minute. And so
then Wonder Woman lost her bosom on the motorway. That's entirely different.
But did Batman smell so bad that Wonder Woman lost her bosom? I mean, no one can smell so bad that someone loses a whole bosom.
Well, you can. I don't know. I've seen it happen.
Melanie, have you ever lost a bosom because someone smelled really bad?
Not recently, no.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so in Karaka, I'm thinking, Melanie, if you're 27, in the late 90s, they were still running with the Robin laid an egg version.
Yeah, Robin laid an egg.
All right, okay. What about Jake from Hodaki? This fascinates me. Jake, what version did they have in Hodaki?
Pardon me?
What version did they have where you were growing up?
Well, I grew up by myself in the bush.
Yep.
And I was left a Christmas book, so all I knew is Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle All the Way.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, that's... Yeah. You were really deprived, weren't you?
You brought up by wolves or something?
No, possums.
I brought up by possums.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so you didn't come to that joke just by yourself from the book? I guess you wouldn't have known about Batman or Wonder Woman or possums.
No, we had Tarzan's younger brother.
What was his name?
Barzan.
Oh, Barzan.
Right, okay.
Barzan. Yeah. Oh, well, okay. Great insights, Jake from Hauraki. This is the middle of the Matt and Jerry podcast, which
it's
means...
It's not actually. It's not the middle.
Well, close enough to the middle.
Yeah, but it's not the actual middle.
Okay. You are a certain ways through the Matt and Jerry podcast. There's still some great stuff to come, so listen to the end. And
the rest of it's not very good either.
Okay. All right.
So, it's a waste of time. It's a little bit here.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll shut up then, shall I? Jesus Christ.
The debate around Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Ran Away, Wonder Woman Lost Her Bosom on the Motorway continues to rage amongst our listeners as Aaron joins the show. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Aaron, you've got a completely different version altogether.
I've got the official version.
You believe you've got the official version. What's your official version? And where did you actually grow up, first of all, Aaron? Because it's good if we can geographically locate you. I think that's important.
Canterbury and Auckland.
Canterbury, all right, okay. What's your version?
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg.
Yep.
The Batmobile lost the wheel, the Joker got away.
Yes.
Wonder Woman chased him down, but lost the bosom on the motorway.
Oh, well, that's all over the place, Aaron, I've got to say. I mean, I like what you've done there, but to me, that's all over the shop. Good morning, let's go to Rodney from Rodney.
How we going?
Good, Rodney from Rodney. I'm thinking in Rodney there would have been a particularly lewd version of this Jingle Bells parody.
You've all got it wrong. It was Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Rodney laid an egg.
Oh, right, yeah.
Then what happened, though? Did Wonder Woman lose a bosom? Or?
Rodney molested her, yeah.
Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Rodney from Rodney laid an egg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you know there's a terrible one that was in the south of America at the same time in California around the Batman sort of one and the rest of America, because I've gone into this huge history of it. Here, there was one in the south of America, a very racist one that was sung in all the primary schools. It went, jingle bells, shotgun shells, granny had a gun, pulled the trigger and shot that N-word in 1961.
Oh, yeah. Jeepers creepers.
So they were running around, pesting around schools with that really, really horrible dark version. So you've got to say, Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin laid an egg, Wonder Woman lost her bosom halfway down the stairs.
Yeah.
I mean, that may have its problems with rhyming and you know, male birds laying eggs and stuff.
And mastectomies.
But at least it's not horribly, terrifyingly racist.
Yeah, although to be fair, we were doing an eeny, meeny, miny, moe catcher by the toe.
A tigger.
Yeah, it wasn't that when I was growing up.
Wasn't it?
No.
Well, maybe not in Remuera, but no. The rest of the country it was Tigger.
I can't imagine it would have been in Dunedin, that's for sure. Good morning, you're a new caller of the show. Welcome along. What's your name?
I'm Keith.
G'day, Keith.
I went to school in the 50s.
Yeah.
And we said, the usual thing, jingle bells, and we said Robin ran away. But then we said, Father Christmas lost his whiskers on a windy day.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that right?
But you wouldn't have had Batman, would you?
We had Batman, yeah.
We had
Batman, but not Wonder Woman.
Oh, okay, wow.
What, you had Batman from the cartoons?
Wow.
Eh?
Yeah,
well, Batman the TV show was only in the 60s,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, so it would be Batman in the comics, wouldn't it?
Would have come from the comic. The real Batman. Oh, no, Batman on the matinees in the movies.
All right, okay. Yeah. All right, good stuff, Keith. Great insights. Thank you. You're a great New Zealander. Hey, this race is just 55 seconds away now in Bermuda. They're just pesting around, doing all that kind of complex stuff before they go across the line.
Well, in that case, maybe we've got time for one more version of Jingle Bells, Batman Smells. Good morning. Welcome to the show. You're a new caller. What's your name?
My name's Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy. Welcome along. How can we help?
Have you sorted out your fiasco with the Batman rhyme yet?
Well, look, they're coming in. There's all sorts of different versions. It turns out that the parody goes back to America in the 1950s and the 1960s. And it actually involved Santa Claus originally, then it moved into Batman and Robin, and then later on in the 1970s, turns out that Wonder Woman ended up losing a bosom.
Yeah, that was the part I was calling about in terms of where she lost the bosom.
Yeah.
As I understand it, it was Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin laid an egg, Wonder Woman lost her bosom on the way to bed.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the rhyme that I always...
Right, on the way to bed. Well, it still doesn't really rhyme. I mean, it's closer to rhyming with egg, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. A little bit closer.
Well, I guess the other problem was, it depends on where you're growing up. I was growing up in Auckland, some long commutes going on and a lot of traffic, particularly through the Spaghetti Junction area in the early 1980s, so there was a lot of motorway focus.
Hey, so what about this one? Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin laid an egg, Wonder Woman lost her bosom and hung it with a peg. Hung it up with a peg.
That works as well.
That works, doesn't it?
It does.
I don't understand why she's losing the bosom. Hey, Team New Zealand coming around the first mark here and looking like we're in good shape to hit the first mark first.
Here we go.
But she's pestily close.
No, it looks like, yeah, we're in front.
Yeah, there we go. We're
front by how many seconds, though?
About 5 seconds. 3 seconds.
3 seconds.
3 seconds at mark one. Wonder Woman lost her bosom at mark one.
Matt Heath and Jeremy Wells, the Hodaki Breakfast.
Things really kicked off earlier today when we were talking about Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin lays an egg, Wonder Woman lost her bosom halfway down the stairs. Your version is Jingle Bells, Batman Smells.
Robin ran away, Wonder Woman lost her bosom on the motorway. Robin, in my situation, Batman did a fart, Robin hated the smell so he ran away, then Wonder Woman, the smell was so bad that she lost her bosom on the motorway because that rhymes with ran away, obviously.
Yeah.
But there are a whole lot of different versions. It turns out that it originated in the 1950s and 1960s in America. Good morning. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Brad from Christchurch, mate.
G'day, Brad from Christchurch. How can we help?
You guys got the rhyme all wrong, mate.
What's your version, Brad?
Well, it's Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, The Joker Got Away. Batmobile lost its wheel on the motorway.
Yeah, well, that's what some people say. Some people say that as well. Some people have something around the Super Granny lost her fanny. You know, there's a lot of versions of it out there.
Where's Wonder Woman losing her bosom in your version, though, Brad? I mean, for me, that's the highlight of the whole rhyme.
Well, I guess
this
has got me another verse.
You've
got to make another verse, mate.
Yeah, maybe we do need another
verse. Should we bring Bree in on this?
Bree.
Morning, Bree.
Hi there, it's on a windy day. She lost it on a windy day.
She lost her bosom on a windy day. So you're saying Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin flew away, Wonder Woman lost her bosom on a windy day.
Oh, that's quite good.
Is that possible to just get a bosom blown off if the winds are too strong?
Totally, they flew off her chest.
Right, just flew away. Where did they go?
Yep, gone. Into the air, so that Batman can catch them later on.
What a massive pest Batman is if he's catching flying bosoms. See, I always thought...
He's a lucky man.
As a child, I always thought when Wonder Woman lost her bosom, it was more that her bosom popped out, in sort of a wardrobe malfunction type situation. That's what I always pictured. I never... This gruesome way people like Brie and Jerry see it is like her bosom's actually coming off her body and flying away.
That's how I always imagined it, and then it just sort of lying around on the motorway. What about the America's Cup one? Jingle Bells, Artemis Smells, Barker laid an egg, Russell Coutts licked his boots, and Burling has three legs.
Have you mentioned Burling twice in there?
No, Barker laid an egg, Russell Coutts licked his boots, and Burling has three legs.
Well, you mean like he's running a massive downstairs operation?
Yeah.
Is he?
Well, I've heard that.
Wow. See, that one's quite good, actually.
That's not bad, is it?
We need to print that on paper and stand out in front of primary schools and hand it out and really publicise that and get that going.
This is the new Red Sock campaign and sailing away.
Well, our new campaign is Get on the Foils, isn't it?
That's right.
Support Team New Zealand, hashtag Get on the Foils.
Wake and Bake and support Team New Zealand this Sunday, I think, is the first America's Cup race.
Yeah, so you can change out your Facebook profile to the special picture we've got and add the hashtag Get on the Foils.
And we'll take one more of these calls because there's so many new callers calling up this morning. Good morning. What's your name?
Stephen.
G'day, Stephen. How can we help you?
You guys have it all wrong. You want to hear the song?
Yes, please, Stephen.
Hey, where are you from? I'm detecting a hint of accent there.
The South Island. I usually tell people if they don't fall for it. So Southern California.
Oh, California, right. Okay. All right. So
And it is.
You go.
Yeah. Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Laid an Egg, The Batmobile Lost Its Wheel, and The Joker Got Away.
Yeah, well, but egg doesn't rhyme with way, Stephen. That's the problem with that one.
It does if you say it in your accent.
Egg away.
Or my accent sounds, it does.
Okay, you say egg and then away.
Yeah. Batmobile, yeah.
Exactly.
That works.
Hey, but it's interesting you say that because you're from California, because I was just reading a big article on it and it said that the Batman one, it came into fruition. It was created in California in the early 60s.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Here's Son Son. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy fucking Mana Tuesday.
Son Son from Hastings. Who's married to Dave with the massive downstairs?
How's it fucking Mana Tuesday?
I thought it was fucking Mana Fridays.
It's fuckamana every day, mate.
Okay.
Hey. Fuckamana every day. That's New Zealand for you.
Certainly in Hastings. There's no doubt about that. Oh, yeah. Son, do you want to weigh in on this very important issue du jour?
It is a very important issue du jour. And I think I'm a little bit confuzzled because there's been so many great versions.
Yeah.
However, mine was different to everybody's, but a little bit of a mixture of all.
Okay.
So our one was... what's the song? Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Ran Away... Wonder Woman done a fart and blew up the USA. Hey.
Wow. She done a fart.
She done a fart.
Kind of makes more sense in a way. Especially with the new Wonder Woman so powerful that if she did done a fart, she could blow up the USA.
Why can it not did a fart? Why does it have to be done?
Wonder Woman did a fart and blew up the USA.
Yeah.
It's a bit... The problem, I do like it, but it's got some issues around cadence and timing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And also you've got two people breaking wind in it. You've got both Batman and Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
It's too much. We all know fart jokes are great. Come on now.
Very fart focused down there in Hastings, Son, by the sound of it.
Anyway, enjoy your fucking Monday Tuesday.
Very focused on farts down there.
Thanks for sitting through another Matt and Jerry show on Radio Hauraki.
This podcast was brought to you by our bloody great mates at MyRepublic, the internet service provider that knows no limits. And when you sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code podcast, you will get 1 month free on top of what's already a bloody great deal.
MyRepublic. Like us at times, they know no limits.